today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salam and peace to all of you who are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic is the Shia of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husaynin wa Hasan.
Before speaking about our topic, let's look at the calendar. Yes, today, Saturday, is the 19th of the month of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 31st of Ordibehisht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to a holy verse of chapter Isra, verse 71.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. يوم ندعو كل أناس بإمامهم فمن أوتي كتابه بيمينه فأولئك يقرؤون كتابهم ولا يظلمون فتيلا.
Mention, O Muhammad, the day we will call forth every people with their record of deeds. Then whoever is given his record in his right hand, those will read their records, and injustice will not be done to them, even as much as a thread inside the date seed.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This holy verse makes allusions to one of the divine blessings given to man, and then it refers to the heavy responsibilities which run parallel to these blessings and are upon him. At first, the Holy Quran points to the issue of leadership and its role in the course of human destiny, implying that on the hereafter day, he shall call each people along with their imams or leaders. That is, those people who in any age accepted the call of their contemporary prophets and their emissaries will be with their leaders.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim.
Now we come back to our topic. Who are the Shia? The fifth Imam of the school of Ahlul Bayt, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, once told his student by the name of Jabir. The Imam said, "Is it enough for a person to embellish himself as our Shia or follower by professing love for us, the Ahlul Bayt? Nay, by Allah, a person is not our follower unless he fears Allah and obeys him. Our followers are only recognized, O Jabir, by their humility, submission, honesty, abundant praise of Allah, fasting, prayer, goodness to their parents, attention to the poor, debtors and orphans living nearby, speaking of the truth, recitation of the Quran, holding back their tongues except for good words, and trustworthiness towards one's relatives in all affairs." Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin as-ta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with certain definitions and characteristics of typical Shi'i people as formulated by the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. First of all, it must be indicated that the sixth infallible Imam, whose kunya or patronymic was Abu Abdullah, and his given name was Ja'far, and his most widely famous title was As-Sadiq, that is, the truthful, was born in the year 83 according to Hijra calendar in Medina. His father was the fifth infallible Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, and his mother was Umm Farveh. What's indicated in this regard is that among the infallible Imams, the two infallible Imams, that is the fifth infallible Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, and particularly the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, had some opportunities in their life and times to define basic and fundamental Islamic rituals and definitions for people, as well as educating many students. Those students or those pupils who enjoyed the presence later on made great names in the Islamic civilization. According to the teachings of the sixth infallible Imam, the Shi'is are invited to show cooperation and sympathy to one another. At the same time, it's indicated in one of the teachings of the sixth infallible Imam to one of his companions known by the patronymic Ibn Jundab, in that anybody who walks and makes a move in order to help his religious brother, his brother in faith, and his brother in Islam, is like a person who is trotting the distance between As-Safa and Al-Marwa mounts in Mecca, or like a person who is martyred in the Battle of Badr and Uhud.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
On the continuation of this program, today's special, we'll listen a little about the characteristics of a true Shia. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, peace be upon him, once said to Muyassir, "O Muyassir, should I not describe to you who our Shia or true followers are?" Muyassir replied, "But of course, may I be sacrificed for you, O Imam." The Imam continued, "Unquestionably, they are Shia like a fortified stronghold. Their hearts are places that preserves the truth given to them, such as secrets and private information, and are those who have a firm, dignified intelligence. They do not spread rumors that they are told by others and are not strict, severe people, nor are they people who show off during the night time. They are as monks that they stay up in the night, busy in prayer and worship, while during the daytime they are as lions, active, energetic, and involved in the activities of the world and their community." In this concise tradition, there are seven characteristics mentioned which one must possess in order to be classified as a Shia. Truly a veiled and hidden or comprehensive world of subject matter and responsibilities has been given to us in this saying. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Life lessons between two great responsibilities. We are speaking about the characteristics of the Shia, or who is a true Shia. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, "A faithful believer is always anxious concerning two things. for his past sins and how Allah will treat him for these sins and for his remaining life and the uncertainty about how he will spend it. The most manifest sign of belief is feeling responsibility both for what has transpired and for the duties and obligations that should be fulfilled. Those who possess these two feelings will always think about compensation for past negligence as well as finding the best possible way for using future opportunities. These thoughts are instrumental in the continuous development and progress of a man or a nation.
Why are you a follower of Ahlul Bayt? What responses would you give? I am Shia because when I look at Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I find the most complete definition of Tawheed, the most complete belief in Tawheed to be in the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. When you open books like Nahj al-Balagha and you hear Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam speak about Allah, he gives you the best understanding of God out there in the universe. I challenge anyone to bring a book like Nahj al-Balagha, like the teachings of Ahlul Bayt that describe to you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam was asked to describe Allah in two words. What's Tawheed? The Imam alayhi salam beautifully stated, "At-tawheedu an la tatawahhama wal-'adlu an la tattahima." You want me to describe Tawheed to you? Tawheed, don't subject God to the limits of your imagination. Because many people have done that. Allah is above anything that even comes to your mind. Allah is the infinite. Allah is the unlimited. Now look at some Muslim books these days, my dear brothers and sisters. They have ascribed physical qualities to God. This is Bukhari. It tells you that on the day of judgment, Allah will put his leg in hell, in Jahannam, such that Jahannam says, enough, enough, enough. I've been full now. This is in Bukhari. Millions of Muslims have believed in this throughout the centuries. But in the school of Ahlul Bayt, the Imams alayhimus salam give us a very lofty, exalted image of who God is. Don't subject him to the limits of your imagination. And in fact, in Nahj al-Balagha, the Imam alayhi salam teaches us true tawheed even means you negate the sifat, nafyu sifati an. You negate the attributes from God. What does that mean? Allah is one essence. Don't think God has parts. God has an essence, and then part of it is knowledge, part of it is power, part of it is all these attributes that we read in the Quran. No, the Imam alayhi salam says, you want to really be a true muwahhid? You want to not subject God to any limitations? Negate these attributes. Allah is knowledge. Allah is power. That's the most beautiful description that you will find in any school of thought. That is why I'm a Shia. Because by being a Shia, I have the best description of what it means to worship the true one Lord.
That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we will speak more about this interesting topic, and that is, who is a true Shia? Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. So may Allah bless all of you, and we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي